So what do you, you sleep out here kind of warmer month? I mean, cool, you know, like summer months, and then go into the
fall.
Yeah.
I slept here all last year. Wow. Now I sleep at another park.
And then in the winter, do you go to the church, the Baptist church?
No, I don't like it. I usually winter outside. I'm old fashioned. But where I'm sleeping now, the people accept me. They're kind of middle class people.
Uh-huh.
And there's four houses that look on where I'm sleeping now. And they know I've been there since last spring.
Uh-huh.
And they go over and check with their kids because they play in the park.
Uh-huh.
And they see that I don't leave mess. I leave it as pristine in the morning as I found it at night.
Yeah.
And that carries weight. Sometimes they bring me, their daughter will bring me over at dinner or something like that. Yeah. Some people, if they see, you know, you're not a total dirtball, they'll help you out.
Yeah.
You know, the first, you know, 14 years of my life, I spent living on rooftops in Boston with prostitutes taking care of me.
So did you not have, were your parents not around, or they were?
My I come from a very violent home. That's what I was leaving. It started out when I was 8, just hanging out with my friends and sleeping in the park overnight. Then it turned into not just doing it once in a while, it turned into doing it all the time.
Because it was better there than being home?
Oh, I come from a very violent home. I survived the streets of Boston.
Yeah.
You know? People feed me, go, I'd hang out, and that's how the prostitutes started taking care of me, because back then they were all over the streets. That was before Ray Flynn cleaned up the city of Boston.
Right. But, I was in Boston then.
I was in there. I was there before then.
Mm-hmm.
And they started seeing me. I started living on a rooftop in Hemingway Street in Boston. It's in the Fens.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Okay. And the prostitute started out as a joke, you know, hey, little boy, you know, you want some of the, that's what they did. They were only goofing, you know. And then they started seeing me going in and out homeless all the time. And they saw me because at the corner there was a Steve's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd wait for, you know, the rich college kids. That's a college area.
Yeah.
And they'd go eat their pizza and they'd throw the crusts on the ground and I'd pick the crusts up and eat them. That's how I survived sometimes. Then they started feeding me. They started, you know, taking turns, giving me, like, back then it was like $2.50 and I could get two giant slices of pizza and a soda.
Yeah.
A fountain soda.
Yeah.
You know, so they started, you know, alternating, taking care of me. And on really bad nights, they'd take me home with them. And that's one thing just led to another.
Yeah.
I'm no different from a lot of guys. I just hope they're not making more of me now. I hope that, you know, child services and all that stuff has put a stop to all that.
You mean, like, kids like you just kind of drop
starting
it off?
When you start homeless at 8 years old, it's a whole different ballgame than if you become an adult and drug addiction and that stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's a different, it becomes your way of life.
Yeah.
Like, the girl that was putting me up for 13 years, she could never understand why sometimes I'd take off for a weekend and go down here and live in the woods.
Because it was sort of
Home.
Still in your...
I don't know about in my blood, but it's in my mind.
Yeah, right.
It's in my mind.
It's kind of what you're used to, you know.
It's in my system. You know, it's hard to stay in.
Yeah.
And now I'm too old.
Yeah.
Now I'm tired.
Yeah, I understand that.
And I'm sick.
Yeah.
I'm just too old, so I have to find a way to live indoors now. I don't think I got another winter in me.
Do you have friends?
Do I have friends?
Yeah.
I have lots of friends.
Yeah. Well, that helps.
I'm considered a local in this town.
Yeah. Well, 32 years.
And
I would say
one kid born here.
You have a child.
I have two.
Wow.
Two sons that I
do you
don't
see
have.
Them?
No.
Do you know where they are or anything?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a father. You know, I'm a street bum.
So you didn't feel capable of
being? I didn't know how.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to be a father.
Yeah.
And I feel like now that they're both grown up, if I get back in their lives, you know, I feel like I'll screw it up.
Are they around here?
No, they live down in, they're down with my family in Boston.
Oh, really? Do they know you? I mean, they know who your family is? They reconnected with them?
Oh, yeah, they know, but I don't talk to them either.
So who is your family?
Like I said, I came from a violent family.
Yeah.
We're not very close.